This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
We've now got on the line Sean Poppett, who's the Director of Communications at Holden. Good morning, Sean.
Hello, Macca. How are you?
Look, all the better for talking to you, Dale.
Oh, good to hear, mate. Good to hear.
Look, it's a big day for Holden. It's been a big couple of years. A couple of years ago, Holden was the first automotive company in Australia to publicly support marriage equality and sign on. You're now the official car sponsor for Mardi Gras and a Joy sponsor. And you're providing a hell of a lot of cars tonight, I know, amongst other things you're doing with Mardi Gras, for all the Mardi Gras ambassadors.
That's exactly right, the Mardi cars.
The Mardi cars. How many?
We've got 12 cars in rotation, Holden Astras, picking people up, the angels as we're calling them, picking people up and giving them lifts. And then, of course, we've got the rainbow wrapped, the fabulous collar rainbows, which will be in the parade tonight as well. So, yeah, we're out and proud. We've got a good presence here.
It's... We're talking earlier, as you know, with Mike, with Mike Abede from SBS, with John Borghetti from Virgin, as to why it is why are corporates not all of a sudden, but increasingly supporting diversity and equality. Now, you know, you've been at Holden a while.
Mm-hmm.
You've been a big part of that discussion. Tell us why this is so important to Holden.
Well, I think to paraphrase the Canadian Prime Minister, it's 2017. I mean, this is just what the right thing to do is. It's what most people are expecting. And I think maybe even particularly for Holden, because we've been such a part of Australia, not just automotive, I think it's actually up to brands like us to take a stand. I mean, I know our Managing Director, Mark Bernhard, constantly poses the question, if not us, then who? So it's certainly...
I think that's a quote straight out of the Old Testament, isn't it?
It might be, indeed. An oldie but a goodie, apparently. So, yeah, and I think it is important to be representative of the people as well. So, you know, brands can be a logo, they can be a jingle, they can be the cars, but really it's the people that make it up. And we've got people from all walks of life, gay, straight, black, white, working in Holden. So trying to be reflective of that while we try and move the brand on and appeal to new people as well. It's something that's important on both sides.
Now, I was thinking that wonderful jingle from the past, and I'm not going to try and sing, but I've changed it to football, marriage equality and Holden cars instead of meat pies. Do you reckon you can get the agency to run with that?
Oh, I think we probably could. I think we need to pay you a royalty, though. Mac, I know you're not going to let anything go for free.
You're right.
Sean, it's Tass here. We've really enjoyed... you know, listening and reading about and hearing about the range of support that, you know, Holden, General Holden have actually provided Mardi Gras.
No, it's just Holden.
It's Holden. Okay, I apologise. Mm-hmm. So I'm not very
hang
good
on, slap.
Cars. Yeah, okay. So, Sean, I understand you're also supporting the Ambassadors Program. What's that about?
The Ambassador Program for Mardi Gras.
Yes.
Yeah, well, we're trying to, obviously, Steve Grant was a spokesperson there, so we've done a few photos with them, and we're trying to get people into the car. I mean, I think if you're going to do something like this, there's no point in doing it, you know, half-heartedly. If we're going to get involved, then let's get involved and make sure that the ambassadors, we're giving them the vehicle, pun intended, to spread their message as well. So, yeah.
You've been planning that line, Sean, I know.
I have. Yeah. I have indeed. You've caught me out there.
So tell me, there's quite a long list of ambassadors from what I can see. You've got Cindy Pastel, you've got Bob Down, you've got Trevor Ashley, Sue Pinkham and Louise Bell, who are a couple, Lucy Lawless, Dixie Longate, Michelle Heyman, and it goes on. Jordan Raskopoulos, who we all, one of my people, we know Jordan. Steve Grand. Who's your favourite? Can you have a favourite?
Oh, it's such a long list. I mean, I particularly have enjoyed watching Steve Grant, the things that he's been doing. They have such a big name. And, like, for example, my wife has a huge crush on him. And I'm like, darling, you know that it's a slightly different team there. But I think that it's great that he's, so well-known, particularly in the US and in a, I guess, you know, you could look at country music in the US and think it might be a little bit single-minded. But for him to be so out and proud, I think is fantastic. And to have international names come here for Mardi Gras, I think he's just a fantastic spokesman and ambassador. And to be honest, who doesn't love a fabulous drag queen?
Yeah, of course.
It's going to be wonderful to see those guys and girls on the back of the Colorados in the parade. I mean, who would have thought even 12 months ago that Holden Colorados would be rolling down Oxford Street with drag queens in the back?
I know.
But hang on, everyone loves a ute, or as you call it, a truck, don't you?
Yeah, we do call it a truck. I mean, I think ute body style, with Macca and I getting into a bit of the car talk here, but yeah, ute, truck, whatever you guys prefer.
Now, in terms of, your support for Mardi Gras, that is significant. Of course, today's broadcast is going all round Australia, not just on Joy, well, actually can't on Joy, but it's on SBS Digital as well as the Community Radio Network. You guys started off your sponsorship with Joy last year, and there's some more coming. Do you want to tell us anything about that?
Oh, I think I better leave that to the people that have really been working on it. But I can say that, yes, we'll definitely be doing more with Joy. We had a really good response, and you guys are so great to work with and do such good programs and such good work in the community. It was such a great partnership before that, yeah, definitely. We're looking forward to continuing to work with you guys.
Oh, we love that. We love that. Now, on a personal note, you're going to be a dad soon, aren't you?
I am. August 8th. My wife, Catherine, and I are expecting our first, a little girl, so we're absolutely over the moon. Cannot wait. Yeah, it's fantastic.
That's and all the years I've worked with you, I could never imagine Sean being married, let alone being a father. I'm sorry, mate, but it's not the vision that you'd ever be settled down and... And because Sean used to be a journalist, when I was, so, he, like me, moved to the dark side into communications. Now he's married, he's going to be a dad, and, yeah.
Is that the sort of the new euphemism for propaganda?
You might say that, Tass, but we wouldn't.
No, of course not.
Indeed. But it does give us the opportunity to be able to help companies and organisations to do these kind of things, which, so sometimes we can use our powers for good.
Yeah. Now, your CEO, Mark Bernhard, he's been a big supporter of not just signing up for marriage equality. Again, congratulations, you were the first automotive company in Australia to do that. But in terms of driving diversity and equality within Holden, that must feel pretty good.
Yeah, it is. It's great. And again, it's really important. It's not just Mardi Gras and it's not just gay rights and marriage equality, which is critically important, but it's also equality in all its forms is really what we're trying to do and be a reflection of the people that work for us. So, we restructured our sponsorship with Collingwood to divert half the funds to the Women's League. And, watching this
What a ripper thing that's been. It's extraordinary.
Oh, it has been amazing.
It's
the support, we've just been blown away by Melbourne and the entire country's got right behind it. So that's another one that we're really proud to be a part of. But it's also about, I guess, not, losing sight of your roots either. So still there in racing supercars, but great to see that Eclipsal this weekend. Grid girls have been banned.
There are
no official grid girls, which is a nice thing for the sport to do as well.
So you always like the grid girls, though.
Well, might be married. I'm not dead, Macca.
Okay, you too.
But again, it's a good point. Is that they're holding? They're in supercars, but Eclipsal, which is one of the big races of in that motorsport, no grid girls anymore. Like, extraordinary.
That's a good thing. So, look, Sean, before we do sign off this morning, do you have a message from Holden for our communities and our listeners who are tuned in this morning?
Yeah, absolutely. Just be yourself. Go and have a fantastic night, evening, weekend, and we're going to do everything we can to get behind that. So yeah, be yourself. Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Thanks a lot. You've been listening to a special edition of Saturday Magazine here from the SBS studios. We've just been chatting with Sean Poppett, who's the director of communications at Holden, who, as it turns out, are not only a fantastic supporter of Joy 94.9, but also Mardi Gras by supplying a fleet of trucks, not utes anymore.
Mardi cars,
and a string of ambassadors. Good on you, Sean. All the best. Have a great night.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.